at this meeting, it will be presided over by Professor Martin Diamond, and our speaker will be Professor Robert Nesbitt, who will speak on the importance of Jean-Jacques, on the importance of continuing the relevance of Rousseau. Basically, that is the modern concept, I take it, of equality. I deliberately refrain to tell you anything about the excellence of the two speakers that we have here, because they will demonstrate it much more convincingly than I could persuade you of it.
I don't see why you didn't try. What Ernest Vandenhagenstern has made unnecessary what Bob Nesbitt and I planned, but having planned it and having an investment in it, and both of us having respect for the ancient virtues like frugality, I will continue to do and go ahead with what we planned, namely to give him an introduction, perhaps along the lines of the Johnny Carson show. Here's Robert. But having contemplated that, we decided not, in fact, to do it. It is a very great pleasure to have the opportunity to introduce Robert Nesbitt to you. He has been an important source of reflectiveness and courage and inspiration, literally, to many of us over the last 20 or 30 years. He early thought through some of the most important problems that have faced us all. He forbids me, however, to go on at any greater length in this vein, and accordingly I simply say, for many years a professor at the University of California at Berkeley and Riverside, now professor of history and sociology at the University of Arizona, author of books that we all know, The Sociological Tradition, The Social Bond, a year or so ago, The Degradation of the Academic Dogma, and many years ago, vitally, The Quest for Community, on the topic of, on the importance of being Jean-Jacques, or the continuing relevance of Rousseau, Robert Nesbitt.